Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Food for Your Soul. We are your hosts, Pastor and Evangelist White. Please go with us to the throne of grace. Dear God, we have so much to be thankful for. We thank you for just being God all by yourself. Thank you for giving us new mercies every day. God, allow our lips to be instruments for you to speak what you have given us, to allow your word to fall on good ground. Please comfort and strengthen the White's family as they celebrate their brother's homecoming today. We give you all the glory and honor that is due unto your holy name. It is in Jesus' sweet name that we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, good people. Good morning, Pastor White.
Good morning, Evangelist. How are you this morning?
Sir, I am blessed, highly favored, on top, and still rising.
Amen.
Amen. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good this morning.
Amen. It's good.
I'm glad to see you this morning.
I'm glad to see you as well.
Amen.
Amen. Whew, today's topic is a good one, huh?
Amen.
Yes.
All the topics is always good.
Amen. This one probably is so good to me because it just not only speaks volume, but it's just the right setting because it's almost towards the end of the year. After the dust has settled, and for the subtopic, when all is said and done.
Amen.
Now, here, when we're speaking about dust, we're not talking about the particles for when you dust a table and, you know, little tiny particles and stuff comes up. We're talking about dust in the spirit. Amen?
Amen.
I wanted to just read a few scriptures first, and then, Pastor, I'm going to let you go right in as well with me.
Okay.
Matthew 8:23-27. That's Matthew, the 8th chapter, starting with verse 23. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the seas, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the seas obey him? You know, when I think about after the dust settles, sometimes in the natural, a lot of things happen. But sometimes, Pastor, a lot of the dust, a lot of the chaos, a lot of the friction, the situations that can hit you on every end, often doesn't have anything to do with you being bad or being disobedient. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just a part of life, the faith being tested. You know, we say we trust God, but when the storms come, it tells how much our faith and trust is really in God. And, you know, what do you have for that as far as what I just read and what God has given you?
Well, definitely when you think about dust, we're looking at that which is symbolic to the spirit. And really we're looking at, a lot of times, ignorance.
Yes.
Sometimes ignorance can be the very thing, a lack of knowledge of who God really is.
Yes.
Not knowing that God has a plan for your life and understanding the effects of original sin.
Yes.
You know, we have been born in iniquity and sin from the womb. So, you know, the Bible tells us that unless a man is born again, a lot of times he will not see the kingdom of heaven. You will not understand a lot of times the things that you are in and the things that you're going through because of your ignorance.
Mm.
And a lot of times, you know, God winks at it, and a lot of times Jesus himself, you know what I'm saying, he had a lot of compassion and with people.
Yes.
At certain states of ignorance, because he knew that they did not know who was in front of them.
Who was really with them, yes.
Yeah, because of the dust, because of the things that was ignorant to them in the spirit. They
yes.
were carnal-minded.
Yes.
And when you're carnal-minded, You know, you see everything in the natural state. You can't see beyond what you see. You see, you can't see beyond the dust.
Amen. And, you know, Pastor, I just look at 2015. I mean, I could look at many years, but this particular year was a year, I think, for many, of trying of our faith. Many people, and what may be a storm for someone may not be a storm for someone else. So don't necessarily call someone else's storm simplicity, or what's simple for someone to go through may not be for the next. It may be very hard. Some people had doctor's reports. Some people lost their homes. Some people was trying to rob Peter to pay Paul. Some people could not stay spiritually dead in churches. You know, this has been a trying some year for me. But, honey, when I tell you, that now the dust has settled. I understand why so much dust had kicked up so much in 2015.
Right.
See, you see, the thing about it was trusting God still, even though there was times when I said, God, Jesus, no, it seems like the very thing that they were afraid of is the very thing that Jesus himself even walked on. Jesus walked on the water that they were afraid of. Jesus calmed the sea. He calmed the winds. The very thing that you were afraid and think is going to take you out, Jesus has control of all that to calm it.
Mm-hmm.
So when the dust settles, see, it's not so much when the dust settles, now you can see. In the spirit, you should already be able to see God.
And that's the importance of faith.
Yes.
That's the importance of not walking in by sight, but mm-hmm. walking by faith.
That's right.
So that you can see beyond the scene. You can see beyond the dirt. But what I come to find, too, Evangelist, is that a lot of people have learned to live in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
They learn to accept the dust because there is no faith or no hope that can escape it. This is what I'm used to.
They can't see that the dust is going to settle.
Exactly. So this is what it looks like, and this is what it is, because this is what I've been through all my life.
What I've been accustomed to.
I don't know anything else. Mm-hmm. So then when something new comes in, a lot of times we beat it up.
A lot of times we
don't even see the gifts,
Jesus,
that God has either sent to you your way, or you don't see the gift that is even within you.
Jesus.
Because when I go back to the story that you was talking about,
yes,
Jesus was on the ship, but he was asleep.
He was sleeping.
So it shows two different states.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it shows him first being in the ship,
yes,
with the disciples, sleep.
Yeah, resting.
Yeah, but if the disciples knew who was on the boat, if they knew who was down there asleep, how many of us have Jesus right within us asleep? But
and
we
don't
are,
even know.
Because what it means is that we're just unconscious.
Yes,
we're
unaware.
Not conscious or aware.
Yes,
and we don't see.
Yes,
what we have in us.
Yes.
Who we have in us.
Yes.
And because we don't know that treasure that lies within earthen vessels.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
We go through life walking with Jesus asleep on the inside.
And, you know, I like that, Pastor. And, you know, I was just thinking right now, I said, you know, God, oftentimes when the storms come, we think we are somebody. We say, I don't know why, you know, people are so against me. And I don't know why this is happening to me. But it has nothing to do with you. It's the treasure that's inside of you.
That's right.
It is the Jesus that's on the inside. And what happens is you start trying to take his glory because you make it all about you when it has nothing to do with you.
That's right.
Isn't it amazing how even the devil is aware of what's inside of us? And he wants to attack it. And the very thing that he can see that's in us is the very thing that we never take eyes that's on us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always try to do it in our own. Well, I'm going to do this. Well, I'm going to do that. We try to do it in our own strength. But when I think about things settling, I think about a calm. I think about a calm after the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think about, you know, when you've gone through, it seems like I speak about myself often so that nobody can say I misquoted them.
Right.
When I go through one storm, it seemed like I did not even get to really get a break before I hit another storm. And then it seemed like, okay, I know this one right here, I'm coming out. And then another storm would come. And I said, good God, from Zion. And then here come another storm. And I'm learning that
even though the storms was coming right after each other, God was in them with me through every single one. He did not allow any storm to overtake me. And that's what we have to see, that God is not going to allow anything to overtake us. It's not trusting in ourselves and our resources and our abilities, but it's trusting in Him. You know, one of the things that I said was, did you ever notice that when you're going through a storm, so much advice is available, but very little help is? Everyone can tell you what to do and how to do, but no one can really help you because the storm is between you and God.
That's right. Just like Job.
Yes, come on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm learning that while it's good to have wise counsel, the storms that rage and come through my life is between me and my God. And in the midst of it, you know, but honey, let me tell you, you better have some folks who you know can get a prayer up when you can't do nothing but just raise your hand. You better make sure that when you're in the eye of the storm before it starts settling, that you have prepared yourself, not necessarily for the storm, but you are that disciple that has disciplined yourself, that has consecrated, that has set time apart, that has prayed, that has laid out, that's got some word in you, so when the storms come, you can speak back to them with the word of God that is supposed to be on the inside.
Amen. But I love the confidence that you have when you realize who's in your ship.
Come on.
The confidence that you have that, you know, that once you maybe go through a storm or two,
hey,
it doesn't even matter, you know, no matter now the storm, because I know that is just a mirage.
That's right.
That is just something that the devil sometimes try to kick up, or sometimes my ignorance try to kick up.
Yes.
But when I think on the goodness of Jesus and all that He has done for me, the storms that He has brought me through,
yes,
it should be able to equip me to deal with any kind of storm in my future.
That's right.
And stop me from moving forward. You know, for me, the key to when the dust settles is knowing that God has a plan for your life.
Yes, He does, Lord.
And no matter what kind of dust you kicked up in your life, or that the storms in your life has kicked up, when the dust settles, you will be at a place where you realize that you are royalty.
Come on.
To me, that's the kicker right there, Evangelist.
Yes.
Because royalty has a lot to do with how you see yourself.
That's right.
Because
that's
if you see yourself as royalty,
thank you, Jesus,
you won't allow yourself to associate with any old kind of thing.
Okay, Pastor,
don't make
me walk.
And there's a way you carry yourself when
come
you're royalty.
On.
See, if Jesus. If I know that I'm royalty, you know what I'm saying? I realize and I know that there's just a lot of things that I just cannot do.
That's
and
right.
I realize that a lot of things that's coming my way should not come to royalty.
That's right.
And what makes me royal is not anything special that I have done, but it's because who my Father is.
That's
in
right.
heaven. I am royalty. I am of a royal priesthood.
That's right.
The Bible says. So
Jesus.
so there's an expectation,
yes,
that you expect,
yes,
has a result of you being royal.
I love it. And you know what, Pastor, I love it, and I love the fact of what you spoke about, because it is so true. You know, sometimes we take it upon ourselves to get frustrated and upset when God disconnects us. But oftentimes the storm that I'm going through, if I allowed certain dead weights to keep with me, you would have tried to bury me in that storm. And oftentimes we try to connect ourselves with something in the eyes that we want, but in the spirit I can't connect you, because where I'm going and where God is taking me, you just cannot go. That's why they say the mountaintop, the view is amazing, but it's very lonely. Because as I'm rising and going to the top, there's some things that of dead weight that I got to kick off. You know, I got to let go of certain things, and it's not because I think I'm better. It's because of who my Father is. And so royalty is saying that no matter, you know, and I think about the storms, the raging storms. If you just look in the natural, you know, it starts, you know, and then it you know, just you think about even a thunderstorm, how it just hits the ground and then it starts spinning. And it just starts spinning and spinning and spinning. And my God, if you can only look at what only the Father can do. But in the midst of it, what I liked about it is the disciples, they woke Him up. Which lets me know that in my darkest hours, I can wake God up. in my darkest hours, I can call upon him. And I can say, God, I need your help. And ooh, yimantashaya ramosa, because God is a God that is an all-fearing and an all-knowing God, he stays within the believers. And he says, oh, ye of little faith. You know, sometimes, Pastor, I wonder, can we ever get to the point where that when the storm starts raging in our life, that we can stay asleep with Jesus, that we can be at peace with him?
Amen, because and ain't that a great, you know what I mean, correlation to be able to make when you find yourself in storms.
Yes.
See, a storm has the power to kill me.
Come on.
You know, the storms has power over me.
Yes.
You know, you ain't going to be able to do nothing when a hurricane comes. But Jesus.
Only God.
See, Jesus has the power to still and silence storms, because storms recognize who Jesus is.
That's right.
See, storms don't recognize a lot of times who I am.
Come on.
You see what I'm saying? But they have to recognize who my Father is.
That's right.
And because I know that I am royalty, I know that I can call on my Father by faith. And
that's
if we
right.
had faith the size of a mustard seed,
yes,
we would be able to tell mountains to be thou removed and cast into the sea.
Come
not
on.
Because of my ability and power, but because I am subject and humble to my Father who is in heaven, who has power to still storms.
Come on. And you know, I like the subtopic, when all is said and done. See, you've been going to the doctors and you've been listening to man's report. I'm going to put it out there. And we just listen to man's report, and whatever man tells us to get, we use that medication, and then something happens with that medication, and we got to get on this medication, and then something happens. But can you just wake up sometime and say, God, I thank you for my aches and pains. I thank you that my earthly body is not going to always be with me. I thank you for what you're allowing me to go through, because I know it's only causing me to allow myself to be turned towards you even more, knowing that if you can calm a storm and a wind, surely you can calm the aches in my body. Surely you can touch my finances. Surely you can touch my mind. But it's a trust thing. The storms that come to us is not because we've always done something wrong. Oftentimes it's to test our faith. Because, see, when we have a feel-good service and Jesus touches us, we say, God, for you I live and for you I die. And we say we're not going nowhere. So when the storms come and we get a little scattered and we get a little nervous, God is just reminding us that, but you said this, and this is what you, when the dust settles and I can see everything a little bit more clearly, Pastor, if I just may, when the dust settles for some people, you will see that the whites were sent to you as a blessing. We were sent to add to, not to take away. When the dust settles, you will be able to open up your eyes in the natural and the spirit and see that it was only God who brought you out through a lot of things. When the dust settles, you'll be able to understand why you was having to go through so many different things and having to go through so many different storms. When the dust settles. But until then, while you're going through the storm, can you trust God?
Amen. When you realize that there's a plan to rob you of your birthright. You see what I'm saying? There is a plan to rob you of your birthright, of your royal status.
Yes, my Lord.
See, sin robs you of your status because it separates you from understanding the love that God has for you. And so could you imagine that? Every storm that ever came in your life is there to rob you of your royal status.
That's right.
It's to try to paint a picture that you are not royalty.
That's right.
Because of what I've been through and because of the things that has happened to me in my life, it tries to rob you of God's plan for your life.
Yes.
So when now I'm able to look at storms that come in my life and look at it and call on Jesus to still these storms and to quiet the storms in my life, it is because there is a plan.
Jesus.
You know, the devil is the prince of the power of the air.
Yes, he
is. The Bible says he is the spirit that worketh in children of disobedience.
Yes.
So he has power to raise up some dust in your life, to bring up things in your past, to try to rob you of your mind and to rob you of your thought life that stays focused on God, to get you to focus on things that God has already even delivered you from.
Come on.
We are allowing a lot of storms from yesterday and a lot of dust from yesterday to still be on our lens of understanding of who God is.
That's right. And you know, I like what you said. I love what you said as far as robbing us of our royalty.
Yeah.
You know, if the devil can just allow a certain storm to hit you in a real good place where he don't think you can ever get back and recover, he feels like he succeeded. See, I'm, you know, it's not my favorite car, but when I think of something that's like a rock, I think of Chevy. I was built to last. And so I'm resilient no matter what the devil tries to come and throw my way. You know, God always on the inside arises. It's so much greater. I'm telling you, not about what I heard, but what I know. It is an amazing when you can see and know that it's nobody but God.
Yeah.
It's not my own ability. You know, you think about a person that goes to the gym. The very first time that they start raising a dumbbell, that muscle starts hurting a little bit. The reason that muscle starts hurting is because it's trying to get strengthened. It's something that you never used before. But, honey, after you done did a couple of them, you start feeling a little good because you're pushing yourself to trust and believe that you can do it. It's the same thing with having Jesus on the inside. If we can just tap in to the Holy Ghost and trust God at his holy word and believe him that even in the midst of the storm, in the eye of the storm, there can be a peace and a calmness that can surpass all our understanding. You know, faith is trusting God. See, I think about when Peter was walking on the water.
Mm-hmm.
It Jesus was able to only do that. As long as you keep your eyes on God, you will be able to not have fear. You will be able to have faith and trust. But it's when you start looking around and you start looking at your situations and you start allowing your mind to drift, then you disregard. Then before you know it, you start sinking. And Jesus, isn't that just like him? He always comes. When he came for the storm, and he calmed the sea. When Peter started drowning, he just lifted his hand. You know, so no matter what we're going through, Jesus is always going to be there to help us. But we need to know that the dust will settle. I remember Pastor used to say, all right now, everything is about to come to a head. And I used to say, what does he mean by that? I used to get so frustrated. I said, man, there's a whole bunch of, you know, H-E double hockey sticks going around. You know, just all kinds of mess going, turmoil and stuff. You said, woo, everything's about to go to a head. Thank you, Jesus. And I used to, couldn't understand, what are you thanking him for? Everything coming to a head. But now I understand in the spirit what that means. It means the dust is settling, you know, because dust can only kick up for so long before it eventually has to settle down.
That's right. That's right, you know, and one of the things, I'm just piggybacking off of what you're saying too, but that royalty and being able to see yourself as royal is important, but it's not how people see you.
That's right.
It's about how God sees you.
That's right.
You know, because people will turn their back on you, they'll turn their mind on you. It's not about trying to appease man.
That's right.
But it is really about settling and entering into a resting in God, about who he says that you are, knowing
right.
that you are a child of the King. And I just was thinking about 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter and the 9th verse.
Yes,
starting at that 9th verse, where it says, well, we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, you see, then that which is in part shall be done away with. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Mm-hmm. And I like this 12th verse. For now we see through a glass, darkly.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. But then face to face.
Mm.
Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known.
Mm-hmm.
And I am known as royalty. And when you are known as royalty, when God seals that in you. You see in the beginning, can I speak?
Yes, sir.
See, in the beginning when God took dirt, he took dust.
Yes.
And he breathed on it.
Teach.
And he breathed in it, and man became a living soul.
Living.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Jesus said that I came that you might have life.
That's right.
And have it more abundantly. So when you are known as royalty because of what the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has done for you, when you recognize that he's done that for you because you are special in the sight of God, you no longer allow storms, amen,
come
to
on.
Knock you off course of that reality.
Come on.
I am a royal priesthood.
Yes.
You understand? And there is an expectation that I have, not based upon how people see me, but how I see myself in God.
Come on.
And greater is he that is in me.
Yes.
Than he that is in the world.
Love it.
Now I can look at the scriptures and say I can do all things through Christ.
Christ that strengthens,
who strengthens
come
me.
Come on.
You see? Because I know who lives on the inside now.
Yes.
And now he is no longer sleep.
Yes.
He said, I stand, I knock on the door. If any man hear and open up his door, he said, I'll come in and I'll sup with him.
You.
So if Jesus is on the inside of you, supping with you,
come on.
That means even while you are asleep,
yes,
he's awoke.
I love it.
Amen.
You know, Pastor, I wanted to give I love what you said even about the dark glass, because it's a reflection. You know, it's amazing that if you stand a little distance away and you look at the mirror, you say, "Oh man, I got it going on. I look pretty good." But if you start coming close up, you start seeing wrinkles, you start seeing spots in your faces, you start seeing hair being faded, you start seeing your body done gain some weight and stuff. And it's amazing in the spirit if we would really be able to start seeing the way God wants us to see, not only when the dust settles, but when the scales be removed off of our eyes. You know, you want to make sure there's two different types of dust that God given me, and I think this is a good time to bring them in. You know, the first acronym for dust is making sure this is not you. Make sure you're not disobedient, having unbelief, sin, and transgression against God. Make sure this is the kind of dust that you're talking about. The dust is disciple for Christ. Even though we are under attack for Christ, we have sorrows with Christ, but we're going to trust Christ. In the midst of everything that happens, if I tried to make sense out of it in the natural, I would be lost for words. But if I look at it in the spirit, and, you know, I one of the key words that I was looking at, Pastor, is when Jesus was testing some of his disciples. I believe in Mark as well, when he was saying, like, we're going over here, over there, on the other side. You know, even when Paul bid him to have him walk, he was coming to the other side. You know, there's another side that Jesus is trying to get us to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the dust that has been kicking up against our life and everything, the reason that it can't settle is because some of us is kicking that dust up ourselves.
That's right.
If you will allow God to be God in your life and allow him to settle the dust, you will be able to see things a lot more clearly in the spirit as well as in the natural.
Amen. I agree with you 100%. I like that about the other side, because when you go back to the Matthew 8 and 23 through 27, when you're speaking of when those storms came, when the disciples were there in the ship, and when the storms came, he is looking also at you also see there recorded two different states that Jesus was in. You know, the first state says that when the storm came and the disciples came to him and awoke him, it says that he was asleep.
Yes.
That's one side. One side of it is that, you know, a lot of us have Jesus asleep.
On the inside.
And then, you know, when he looked at them when they woke him up, and he said, you know, why are you fearful?
Mm.
And then he said, O ye of little faith. Then the next day says, then he arose. Then he arose. So we have people that need to get over to another state of Jesus being risen.
Yes.
And when you know that you serve a risen Savior, you understand. When we realize that we serve a risen Savior, then we can be able to overcome storms in our life. But a lot of times we're just not conscious of who Jesus Christ is, and getting to that other side is getting to the place where we serve a resurrected Savior. He is no longer dead.
Yes.
He's alive.
Yes. That's good. That is so good. Oh, my gosh, Pastor, that was good. I'm going to allow it to be on that note. Some things you know when God has just put an end to. So after the dust has settled, when all is said and done, what is your story going to say? What testimony do you have when God allows you to come out
of the storm that you're in. We want to thank you for tuning in today. We pray that something was said, that God touched you in a way. We pray that the word of God fell on good ground and you are able to identify that the Jesus on the inside of you may very well just be asleep. And we serve an alive God, and so we need to start exercising the Christ that's on the inside of us. I am your host, Evangelist White.
And I'm Pastor White.
And if God says the same, we will be in and on time next week, same time, same place. If nobody else tells you today, God loves you and so do we. And again, we uplift the White family. God bless.